Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we completed the chapter on the desirability for many people to perform the janazah salah and to make the rows of the janazah salah three or more. And we explained that the fazilat of 100 people attending a janazah salah, and then we explained that even if 40 people attend the janazah salah and they make dua for the person, they intercede on behalf of the person that has passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their intercession. And then we did the last hadith that speaks about even three stuffs, action of Malik ibn Hubayra radiallahu anhu, and he would always look to see how many people were in the present, and accordingly he would make the stuffs, and then he would make the stuffs into three rows, and then he would say that when three rows, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when three rows of people perform salah for a deceased person, Allah Ta'ala makes Jannat wajib for him, obligatory for him. In other words, Jannat now becomes this person's abode. Allah Ta'ala makes it such. Imagine the kindness and the mercy and the shafqat of Allah Ta'ala, that the person had so many chances in his life Allah Ta'ala had given him. And now, even at the time of death also, if just three safs, and we explained that fuqaha have mentioned, that you need just seven people to get three safs. So anyway, we're going slowly. When visiting a sick person, when a person is terminally ill, person is very sick, what he should read at that time, when the person passes away, what we should be reading, and then now we're going to the janazah salah, and now how many people, etc. So today's chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought Babu ma yuqra'u fi salatil janazah, the chapter on what should be read in the janazah salah. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi was a Shafi'i, so this chapter here, he speaks about the procedure of the janazah salah, the first part, and then he brings the various du'as that are brought in the hadith. So the first part we'll do it, but this is referring, the procedure that he has brought here is the procedure that is practiced in the Shafi'i mazhab. But we will explain our mazhab also, the Hanafi mazhab, and we will also after that do the du'as as we're going along, and we'll see the beauty of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would make du'a for the deceased, what words he would choose, what phrases he would say, speaking specifically about maghfirat and cleansing a person's sin and his forgiveness, etc. But the beauty of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be appreciated as we do it and we explain it. So anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter here. He explains that the takbir of Allahu Akbar should be said four times. After the first takbir, the awwud and Surah Fatiha should be recited. One should then say the second takbir and send salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from the hadith he's taking, the hadith gives different narrations. So from there he has deduced that according to their mazhab, what they do is they say Allahu Akbar, and then they say A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, and they recite Surah Fatiha. What we do is we say Allahu Akbar and we recite Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa jalla sana'uka wa la ilaha ghayruk. So they recite A'udhu Billah and Surah Fatiha, the Shafi'is. The next thing he explains, that the person says the second takbir and he recites salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. He says that it is best to complete this salutation with the words كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. We also say the second takbir and we also send salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Easy method to remember is the same salat that we send after tashahud, the same salat we send after the second takbir of janazah salat. So Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. A very easy way to remember after the second takbir. So the Shafi'is also send salawat and we also send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the second takbir. One should say the takbir a third time and supplicate for the deceased and the Muslims with the supplications which we will quote in the hadith if Allah Ta'ala wills. One should then say the takbir for a fourth time. So we also, after the third takbir, we make dua. Different duas of janazah salah. As we make, you'll see there are so many duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. We can recite any one of those duas for the deceased person. So this is after the third takbir. One should say the takbir for a fourth time and make a supplication, the best of which is, Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu wa la taftinna ba'dahu waghfir lana wa lahu. O Allah, do not deprive us of this reward. Do not put us into a tribulation after him, and forgive us and him. This is now according to the Shafi'is. After the fourth time they make this dua, they make a supplication, to which they, this is one of the duas that they make. And then we know that salam is made after the fourth takbir. Anyway, one thing to make mention here is that this explanation of this dua, this is from a longer part of the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu wa la taftinna ba'dahu waghfir lana wa lahu. A person has passed away. So now when he's passed away, for example, he may be the fatherly figure in the house. He may be a senior person in the family. Now he has passed away. Look at the words that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has chosen. O Allah, do not deprive us of this reward. This is painful to us to lose some family member, whether it's a brother, whether it's a son, whether it's an uncle, whether it's a father. Whoever it is, it's painful. But O Allah, that this pain that we're going through, don't deprive us of this reward. In other words, it's something that in the heart. But even that pain in the heart, O Allah, give us a reward for it. La tahrimna ajrahu. Don't deprive us of this reward. And don't deprive us of this, getting that reward of this moment. In the next part of this dua, وَلَا تَفْتِنَّا بَعْدَهُ, that, O Allah, do not put us into a trial after him. He has gone. He may have held the whole family together. He may have been the one that we could turn to for mashura. He may have been the one that has been guiding us in the family. O Allah, now that this father is gone, this grandfather is gone, this figure in the family is gone, don't test us. Because now it can be a time of test, when they can very often happen that disunity sets into the family, fighting sets into the family, sometimes the estate matters that are there, now bickering test comes in. So Allah, after he has passed away, then do not, wala taftinna ba'dahu, after he is gone now, don't test us, don't put us in a trial. How often here somebody passes away and there's so much of fighting, and estates fights goes on for years and years, and sometimes it never gets wound up. Now what happens? This is a trial, this is a fitna for the family. So Allah, after he's gone, don't test us. Don't put us into a trial. Whether it's with regards to our iman, whether it's regards to our deen, whatever it is, but don't test us. He's gone, but don't test us through his going. And the last part, وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلَهُ. Allah, forgive us. We're also in need of forgiveness. Although we're standing here in janaza salah, we're also in need of forgiveness. Not only him. Allah, you forgive us and you forgive him. What a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching us that even at that moment also, we mustn't forget that we are in need of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though we're making dua for the deceased. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. If you try and come early for the Jummah salah, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is now the competition of the pious on this day. Who can read more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Try and take advantage of the time after Asr Salah, because that is the time when du'as are answered. Therefore, we should try and come early before Maghrib Salah and engage in du'a. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.